you kind of shy?
Nah.
You just don't want to talk, really, 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 really.
I'm just about that action, boss. I'm just about that action. I'm just about that action, boss.
You ready to go get it? You just.
I'm just about that action, boss. I'm just about that action. I'm just about that action, boss. Beast mode.
Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk, brought to you always by 2.5 Athletes. We bring our attention to the Seahawks, and we will discuss Marshawn T. Lynch. You know, during the Super Bowl, Lynch posted a picture of his green cleats hanging from a telephone wire. That was his way of saying, telling the world, you know, I'm done with football. Because he hasn't really said anything.
Right.
It's just been the picture.
Right. Peyton Manning might want to take some notes from Marshawn. Everyone's waiting.
Yeah, I heard something that he actually wasn't. He's thinking about coming back.
That's what I heard too. We'll see. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. So, Kellen, I'll ask you, how do you feel about Marshawn retiring?
Well, first off, the way he did it on Twitter was very, very creative. You know, Marshawn Lynch, he's a very smart guy. You know, went to Cal Berkeley. He's kind of like Kobe in a way that he just, his answers aren't very, very long. They're witty. They're smart. You know, they're material. You can use them in the paper and all that kind of stuff. And you know, Marshawn, he's very, very intelligent. And so I think that kind of was very, very creative, because if you think about it, the Super Bowl was very, very boring in my opinion. I mean, you know, wasn't a lot of great, you know, offensive play. It was a defensive kind of game, which is fine. But when Marshawn kind of tweeted that during the Super Bowl, it kind of, you know, was something else to talk about. And then almost Marshawn Lynch retiring was more important than the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think it's time. You know, I play football Christian, and, you know, I've had three knee surgeries and, you know, 7 different kind of pulled hamstrings and some other different injuries around the body. And you know, I know, Lord willing, next year I can play a full healthy season and would love to possibly play overseas somewhere. But at the same time, kind of like when Steve Nash was having back injuries and hamstring injuries at his age, you know it's time. Kind of like when Kobe's having all these injuries that he has now, he knows it's time. And for Marshawn Lynch, you know, it was kind of sad the way he went out this season, because, you know, you wanted him to have a great last season, go out the right way. You know, at the same time, he got to play in his last game in Carolina. Obviously, they didn't end up winning the game, and he wasn't a big, vital, you know, piece of the offense because he hadn't been with the team in several different weeks. But I think, you know, with this new surgeons of Rawls, Christian, it has to be because of Marshawn. I think the reason why Rawls is so good is because of Marshawn, because he watches how he runs, the toughness, the physical aspect of it. Takes 2 or 3 guys to take him down. I promise you, you show me, you go on YouTube and show me a clip where Marshawn gets tackled by one player. You won't find it.
All right.
I mean, it's unbelievable how many tackles this guy breaks. And Rawls is his, I mean, in my opinion, he's the second coming of Marshawn Lynch, and Seattle needs to be very, very happy and thankful for Rawls. And in my opinion, Marshawn had a big influence on Rawls, and I'm sure Rawls would attest to that.
Yeah, I got to cut you off right here, Kellen. We have a caller. His name is Chase. He's off campus right now. Chase, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, big fan of the show. Listen to you guys a lot.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you.
The thing about Marshawn is, you know, in a way, much like his personality is out there, you know, that's kind of how he left the game. And I can't think of another powerful runner, you know, with his style of quickness. The way the man runs the ball, I mean, how can you not see the wear and tear that his body's taken?
Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And I think that, you know, going back to where he started in Buffalo, just a young pup who he didn't really know what he was doing with all that money, to be honest, got into a little bit of trouble. And just the kind of person he is, going back to Kellen, you said, you're talking about how, you know, definitely been kind of a leader figure towards Rawls. I mean, look back at his days at Cal. A young running back by the name of Justin Forsett, you know, was under his wing there. And his personality, you know, very out of the media, very, you know, stays under his own shadow. But I mean, he definitely has made an impact with Seattle. And you can tell, I definitely agree with you there. Rawls will be a great back. Don't know if he's on the level of Marshawn or ever will be, but I mean, it's exciting. He's the new future of the team, and we'll see how things go. One more thing real quick with the team. I almost think that Marshawn should have never came back.
Came back from injury?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe let it play out. We're already in week 15 before he's even healthy and ready to go. I mean, he's already gone through a whole season of rehab, essentially. Do you guys think maybe him not coming back, he's playing next season?
One more time, you ask if he's playing next season?
I'm saying he doesn't come back this year. You think he takes that time to get better and comes back healthy?
That's a very interesting question. You know, that's a great question because, you know, I think the reason that he did retire was he knows that Marshawn Lynch can't be beast mode anymore.
Mm.
I mean, you know, if you can't be what you're known for, if like Kellen said, you know, it takes three or four guys to tackle him. Well, if you come back and you're not as good and it's only taking one guy and you're just, you know, you're an average running back, because Marshawn Lynch was more than average when he played. So if, you know, if he knows that he can't, maybe he just knows, you know, I can't be what I am or what I was, and it's time for me to, you know, move on to other things. Kellen, what do you think?
Well, I think Chase brings up a great point. And again, Chase, thanks for calling. First time call. We really appreciate it. I mean, I think in a way that game against Carolina, you know, you can make the argument, did Marshawn kind of mess up the ebb and flow of the football game? You know, you look at that connection that, you know, Russell Wilson was trying to kind of throw a little kind of screen pass to Marshawn. They were kind of off pages. In my opinion, I think that play was Russell Wilson's fault, that interception. But again, it kind of just goes back to, they haven't practiced in a while. You know, was there too much attention? Do we give Marshawn, does he need his touches? Kind of like when Jimmy Graham came to the Seahawks, I think we're better without him. I think Doug Baldwin flourishes without Jimmy Graham, because all the fans, all the news radio, everyone wanted Jimmy Graham to get the touches. He was the center of attention. You know, Marshawn comes back, and I'm all for Marshawn. I'm a huge, huge fan of his. But Chase brings up a great point. Did that kind of mess up that game? It could have. You know, we could have given the ball to Michaels and kind of, you know, continue to do what we had kind of done during that eight-game stretch without Marshawn. So Chase brings up a great point.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Chase, I'll ask you one more question if you don't mind.
Yeah, fire away.
Fan of the Seahawks, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you have a favorite beast mode moment?
Ooh. Man, that's tough. To be honest with you, I love the guy back in Buffalo. I remember there was a special on ESPN with, I want to say, Kenny Mayne, you know, Seattle guy.
Right.
loves to represent the Northwest well. But he did a special on Marshawn as a rookie, and I'll never forget it. Because, I mean, you know, great runner. Being a UW Husky fan, watching him play for Cal against the Dogs and seeing how great of a back he was going to be, you know, I remember, it's not Seahawks related, unfortunately, but I remember they did a special where it showed what Marshawn did with his free time. And it just, the guy, I mean, you can understand some of the early trouble he got in. I mean, the special, literally, Marshawn took Kenny to Dave and Buster's and he took him to Applebee's. Because that's where he spent most of his time when it wasn't football related. I mean,
that's awesome.
The guy, I mean, he left college early, you know, left after his junior year. So he's, what, 20, 21, 22 maybe?
Right.
And so this guy's handed a multi-million-dollar contract, being a top pick out of the draft, going to obviously a poor organization at the time in Buffalo. Great back. You know, that's why the Hawks grabbed him, for probably cheap because of the trouble he'd gotten into.
Right.
At the time. But my favorite moment definitely for Marshawn is that. Or perhaps I ran into him at a Husky game and he's just wearing all Cal. And it's interesting to find out that he actually, because of his past, he can't drive himself anywhere. So he has like a 24-hour-a-day Uber driver that kind of just hangs out with him. So
that's fantastic.
Definitely an interesting character. Loved having him here. He definitely did a lot for the city of Seattle and for the Seahawks organization. And I wish him all the best in the future.
You know, Chase, one more quick question before you leave, and we appreciate you taking time out of your work day to help us out here on the show. You know, you said you're kind of a UW Husky fan. You went to a game. You saw Marshawn Lynch there in the background. Jermaine Kearse has come out and quoted saying, you know, he doesn't want to take a hometown discount anymore. He believes that he should be paid more than he is right now. Your thoughts on that, and do you think he winds up a Seahawk next year?
Hey, that's a great question, and I'm glad we transitioned into that. Jermaine Kearse, big fan, played against him in passing league in high school, phenomenal athlete. A lot of people think he's a mediocre receiver, and I can see why. The unfortunate thing is the way the Seahawks offense, it's not revolving around receivers. You know, we run the ball, and then we look for a big play. We run the ball, we look for big plays, and I think that Jermaine's one of those guys that you just kind of forget about. And I'd almost think that might be the nature of his position. It might be the nature of his role with the Hawks. But he, generally, you forget about him. And then all of a sudden he makes a big play. I know the man is 8, and he's been in the league for, well, let's see, he graduated UW, was it 2010?
Yep, 2010.
Somewhere around there. The guy's got 8 drops in his whole career. And that's difficult to do. He's got 5.
And they probably all came against the Packers a couple years ago in the playoffs.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy stat, though.
More than likely, but the guy only has 8 drops. So I think a lot of people give him this kind of mediocre commendation to his skill, but I mean, he's a good receiver. He's tall. He almost always comes down with jump balls. And I think in terms of his future, it's sad to see him not be in a Hawks uniform. You know, it's one of those things, kind of like when Isaiah Thomas left Sacramento, just to make a quick, another hometown guy I really appreciate. You know, he's got to do what's best for his family. He's got to do what's best for his pockets, so to speak. The guy made the league minimum for 4 years, which, don't get me wrong, $500,000, not including endorsements, is not bad by any means.
Yeah, that'd work for me.
Yeah, same here. So, I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, he got married last year. You know, he's probably definitely thinking future. I'd love to see him stay here. I know Bruce Irvin's a guy that I know on the fence as well. Is he coming back? Is he not? I'd love to see Jermaine Kearse stay in a Hawks uniform and maybe not take the hometown discount, but to be honest, I'd love to see us get rid of Okung. I mean, let's open up that contract and give some of the players that we'd love to, you know, really keep around that actually help us.
Chase, we appreciate the call so much. Save all of that free agent stuff for next week. We might dive into it next week. We appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Chase.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great day.
Yep, you too. But, let's go back to Marshawn Lynch. I got a question. I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Kellen, did Marshawn Lynch have a bigger impact on football or American culture? Now, you know, the reason I ask that, you know, pretty much anything this guy did when he played, you know, had people talking about him. You know, let's go back to, you know, Super Bowl 48. You know, anyone asks him, you know, it's a big media time. Anyone asks Marshawn Lynch about anything, here's his response.
I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm here so I won't get fined.
That was huge after it. You know,
right. Everyone's saying that quote.
Everyone's saying it. Everyone's making jokes about it. So the Seahawks went back to the Super Bowl the next year, and here's what he had.
You know why I'm here. You know why I'm here. You know why I'm here. You know why I'm
here. See, it's crazy because that was, again, another big thing, you know. You think about it, Skittles probably owes Marshawn Lynch a thank you card. You know, he made Skittles twice as popular as they already are just because, you know, they were his energy pills or whatever his mom called them.
The Skittles, you know, that everyone likes, just the red and purple, everyone's liking the yellow and the green now because of Marshawn, too.
Exactly, exactly. So, Kellen, what do you think? Was he a bigger, better football player, or was he a bigger, better personality because of, you know, kind of the enigma that is Marshawn Lynch? What was he better at?
You know, that's a great, really, really good question, Christian. And I think, you know, it'd be interesting to take a poll in Seattle and see what they would say. If I had to choose one, and it's extremely close because I think you can make, you know, arguments for both sides, I would say, you know, he was more impactful on the field. And the reason I say that, you look at his stats, you know, 9,112 career yards, 74 touchdowns in 9 years of play. And Chase brought up a great point. The way he ran the football, in my opinion, was just, it was the most, I mean, he was so much fun to watch. I mean, every time he got the ball, in the NFL, they do HB dive about 30 to 40 times a game.
Right.
You know, three yards here, 4 yards there. Any time Marshawn got the ball, it was entertaining. And you knew he was going to make a play. And I think he also caught the ball extremely well, kind of did some, you know, little HB tosses out of the backfield as well as some bubble screens and you know, can run by linebackers. And I think, you know, he created that phrase beast mode. And you know, anytime anybody ran over anybody last year at the PLU football practice or in games, it's everyone saying beast mode, beast mode. And why is that? It's because of Marshawn. It's because of what he did on the field. And
it transcends football.
Exactly. And I think, you know, he obviously, you know, had some interesting antics when he would score. You know, he would grab his crotch and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, would do some shaky stuff per se on the field when it comes to celebrating, you know, shaking people's hands, you know, not really caring. You know, you look back at Cal, there's a funny tweet I saw the other day. He's driving, you know, some sort of, you know, cart on the field. I mean, just having a great time. He loved the game. And I think a lot of guys think he's selfish. But at the end of the day, he's a very quiet guy. He doesn't like the limelight. You know, he likes to defer to others. And I think, you know, you look at the way that guy played, and obviously the big run, you know, against the New Orleans Saints. And it was so cool because there was a special that I was watching on YouTube the other day, and it showed the other players in the NFL's reactions to that run.
Yeah.
And they were in shock. I mean, and Indianapolis Colts are playing the Broncos, and these Colts defensive linemen are on the bench, and they're seeing it on the big screen, and just their reaction to it, they were so priceless. And I think anybody that scouted against him, you look at Luke Kuechly scouting against Marshawn Lynch, low-key, he's afraid to tackle the guy,
yeah,
especially in space, because he knows it's probably going to take two or three other guys to come fill that gap and fill that hole to be able to tackle him. So if I had to answer that question, Christian, I think he had more of an impact on the field.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's one that can go either way, you know. I was a fan of, you know, the antics. Like you said, it gives, you know, authenticity in athletes. Marshawn Lynch was his own dude, and he got to be his own dude, and it was fun to watch, both on the field and off the field. I got another question here. Is he deserving to be in the Hall of Fame? Point blank. Is he? Did he do enough?
Yes. But it's interesting. You would say Terrell Owens deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and he didn't get in this year. You know, but at the same time, and it's interesting the way these voters vote, they voted Marvin Harrison, and I think Marvin Harrison is a tremendous player, had his jersey growing up, but he didn't have the numbers that Terrell Owens did.
Right.
But Terrell Owens' off-the-field antics, in my opinion, are what scarred him for, you know, for the NFL Hall of Fame. And so you can kind of say, well, what if the media says, well, Marshawn Lynch was a jerk to us? We're not going to vote the guy in. So I think on talent alone, Marshawn should be a walk-in. His impact on the football field, but at the same time, these are journalists that have these votes, Christian. So they might say, no, he stiffed me one time. He was a jerk to me, you know. So it'll be really interesting to see if he does end up in the Hall of Fame. But I do think he was, even though he only played 9 years, Christian.
Yeah, it's interesting. So going back to the Terrell Owens thing, isn't Brett Favre getting in this year?
I think he is. I can't quite 100% say he is, but I think that is a name.
I thought I heard somewhere that he's getting in, right? So whose class will this be forever and for always? Brett Favre's.
Right.
This is Brett Favre's class, right?
Right.
It could be.
As it should be.
Well, it could be that the people at the NFL, you know, they'd rather have Terrell Owens be the headliner of the next class.
Maybe. I mean, I think watching Terrell Owens be interviewed about it, and Skip Bayless and guys like that, Stephen A. Smith on ESPN First Take, Channel 174, they all say it's because of Terrell Owens' off-the-field antics. That's an interesting theory, Christian, and I you know, this is the first time I'm hearing it, so that's a good point. But I at the end of the day, I think it's because of what Terrell Owens did in the media, as well as how he was, in my opinion, a cancer to every team he went to. I mean, you think about it, he was in the 49ers, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Bengals, the Bills. I mean, he was just every place he went, he left a negative impact. I don't think Marshawn, I think guys were extremely sad, and you saw everybody post stuff on social media. You know, Russell Wilson posted something on Instagram, Richard Sherman, Bruce Irving, we were so blessed to play with you, Marshawn, Doug Baldwin, you were an inspiration to all of us, and so he will seriously dearly be missed by the Seattle community.
That's for sure. So one more time, you know, 9,112 career rushing yards, 74 touchdowns in 9 years. You know, leave a comment on the blog post. This is going to be on massmedia.pou.edu. Tell us if you think Marshawn Lynch is deserving of the Hall of Fame.
We would love to hear from you guys.
We want to know. Tell us what you think. Have you seen the videos of Marshawn Lynch riding the camel?
I have seen that. That's pretty epic.
It's fantastic. All right. Thank you, Marshawn Lynch. You were extremely fun to watch. All right, we got to switch.
And he has his own clothing line too, Christian, so that also affects culture. Like I said, that question, yeah, I mean, it would be very, very interesting to see what people would think.
Yeah, you can comment that on the blog post too, massmedia.pou.edu. It's underneath the sports podcast area. Comment what you think about Marshawn Lynch. We want to hear it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we got a new segment we thought of. You know, we hope that you guys really enjoy it. Stay tuned to find out, you know, what it's all about.